Please don't take this person out.
Hey, everybody, indeed. Welcome into the program episode bonus time, baby. Right? We're in bonus time. Right? That means that you scored enough points, then you make it into the bonus round. You were about to hear, Matt, what are they about? This is Playing Games.
Playing Games
Speaking
Live.
Of bonus time.
Yeah, Playing Games Live in San Francisco.
Oh, boy, this is fun. This is...
A little surprise. I don't know if... Maybe we did mention it, I think, already after the show happened. We mentioned we had a special guest in addition to Oscar Nunez being our special guest co-host of the show.
Yeah, we had Richard Kind.
Yeah.
Was kind enough to join us. He flew back, flew into town a little bit early so he could be part of that show.
Tell us a little story. I think this was on stage about... working with the now Oscar-winning makeup team behind Bombshell, which he played Rudy Giuliani in.
He does talk about that. Yeah. So we will hear about that coming up here. You're going to enjoy it. This is at the they call it the Galaxy Theater now?
I believe that's... Wait, no, we say the Gateway Theater.
The Gateway. Why do I say Galaxy?
You keep saying Galaxy, and you've put it in my head, and now I feel like it's right, but it's Gateway.
You're sure it's Gateway and not Galaxy?
Yeah.
We know it's not Eureka. We know that for a fact.
And it's not Dell. I'm thinking of all the different companies that make PCs. It's Gateway, not Dell.
Who was the cow?
That's Gateway.
Gateway.
That's Gateway.
So think of the cow when you think of that theater.
All right. Are they a sponsor of that? Is that?
I don't think it's connected. I don't know if Gateway Computers still exists.
I don't think it does. It was bought by Dell, and I think it went away.
They were in Austin, Texas, I want to say, right? The Gateway?
I don't know.
I remember, was Dell in Austin?
Dell, I think, is Austin. Gateway, I want to say, is Wisconsin or Minnesota or one of those.
Some cow.
It's the cow, then.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense. I'm sure they have cows in Austin, too, right?
Nope.
Oh, there's no cows down south?
There's no cows in Texas.
You know why? You know what's taking up all the space?
They're your exes?
My exes.
You've got a lot of them.
You can't let the cow in because these old bags that I used to go out with taking up all the space. There's really not much more to tell here. Let's get into it.
I realize that sometimes we do these intros because we want to do the letter game in anticipation, but there's really almost no reason for us to even be recording this right now.
Just to walk them through what's happening. This is a live show.
Yep.
If you're not happy with the audio, screw you. It's live.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I just have to correct myself. Gateway is still a thing, but it is part of Dell. But you can apparently still buy Gateway Computers.
Okay. When you say part of Dell, do you mean about that terrific songstress?
it's partially a Dell. I mean, she records on Gateway Computers, obviously.
Hello. That's something she said in one of her songs. Very beautiful song.
You really wanted to sing the Lionel Richie version. I could feel it.
Ooh, that's why I stopped.
I was like, I wish I could sing this, but all I'm thinking of is Lionel Richie, because that's what I was going through.
So that's what you were looking for.
How does it go, Garen? You're gay.
The Adele version?
The Adele.
Can you do it off the top of your head?
Hello, it's me. Wait, it's not about California. I'm in California. Shit.
So no, you can't.
No, I can't.
The answer is no.
No.
I tried.
And then, of course, he reminds you of the Todd Rundgren song, Hello, It's Me, which is a popular song from the 70s that you guys are all staring at me as if you've never heard it.
No, I
have not.
I'm not aware of the song. I'm aware of its existence.
I've thought about us for a long, long time.
I'm in California dreaming about how it used to be. That's how it goes. Hello.
Right, but how does the chorus go? Does the chorus have hello in it even?
Hello from the other side.
Yeah, there it is.
Thank you, Garrett.
Man, try to call 1,000 times, but...
Try to call 1,000 times.
If the music was playing, I would know the whole thing.
To tell you I'm sorry for breaking your heart.
God, she's talented.
I mean...
Well, there you heard it.
So am I. Seems like you're reacting more to my performance.
Matt,
but.
It's not always about you. We're not right now. We're talking about Adele.
Well, I just don't,
you being talented is understood.
I don't like that she gets more of everything than like Kesha.
Put out an album then.
Then Kesha.
Then you.
I think. Oh, I'm getting a call that's potential spam. That's the only difference now with these new.
That.
Nah.
What'd you say?
She's got to answer that.
I got one earlier. This guy was making big promises.
He sure was.
I played it for the room.
What did he say? He can get you $10,000 within 10 minutes.
Within 10 to 14 days. And then
oh yeah,
$10,000 or more every 10 to 14 days after that.
Sounds like a great deal.
There's a little party you want to call that guy to see what that's about.
Nope. Because it's absolutely a scam. But he even said, I know there's a lot of BS out there, but this is real. It's like, wow, that's convincing.
Oh, so you're the one.
How much would you risk if just on the off chance that that was real.
$200.
What do you mean risk?
like that. What's your, if you said, you know what, I'm going to try this just for the hell of it.
Nothing.
I would do $200.
I would do $100.
No.
In this scenario, there is no possible way that there's anything but scamming happening on this call.
What if it's not?
But what if this is the one that's not? The guy sounded sincere.
The guy said right there. And if he said there's a lot of BS going on, this isn't BS.
What could it possibly be? I mean, it's a guy who paid to have... to get a list of phone numbers and then set up a machine to automatically dial those numbers.
He's going to go to Vegas. He's going to put that number on Red 23. Uh-huh.
He's going to put that number on Red 23.
I don't know what number. I don't know if 23 is red or black.
You should have put like green 00. That's one that you can get.
Yeah, that way you know you're always on.
Although I know 7
well,
red.
Well, then you're not going to get $10,000 every 10 to 14 days. I mean, you could do that, but that's not going to get you the $10,000.
The odds are very low. Very low.
Yes, they are. Really.
if you had bet on Parasite for the Oscars a week ago or whatever, you would have the odds were like 3,000 to 1 or something.
Were they really?
Well, it's a foreign language film.
That might not be true. I could be.
I'm sure the odds were low.
It might have been 250.
What does it mean? Red.
What does it mean when it says like the way I was looking at this thing? It was like it said 1917 was like.
Plus 250 plus or something.
Plus 250, and then Parasite was like negative 500.
I'll get this wrong.
Yeah.
But it would be like the minus 250. You've got to, you're already 250 in the hole. So you need to, you need to bet 500 to win 250.
Hmm. Okay.
So that's.
If I'm saying it right.
So you get $750 out at the end, or you only get $250 at the end?
You would get $250.
So that's not a bet anyone would take.
If you bet $200, if you bet $250, you get your money back, and that's it.
Like you might get, like, obviously, you got to get more than that. Yeah, I guess you don't. No.
Nobody would ever make that bet.
All right. Garen's going to
explain. Okay.
By the way, I do this. If I was in Vegas, I would understand this.
Right.
But now that you guys are fucking putting me on the spot with this bright light.
Jimmy, you're right. When you see a section with a negative in front of it, you're looking at the favorite. So 1917 was the favorite. Why? That negative sign indicates how much money you need to bet to win $100.
Oh, okay. So I was saying it flip-flop. Sorry, I was backwards.
Yeah, this is using sports, but Baltimore Ravens, negative 250. You have to bet 250 to win 100.
Okay.
Which is outrageous.
Wait, why would you win 100?
Because that just happens to be that particular bet.
Yeah,
but what I think negative
the negative sign indicates how much you need to bet to win.
If you were to bet $25,
it's all based on 100.
If you bet $25, you'd win $1.
Got it.
$10.
But you get your money back, then you win the dollar.
$10.
Yeah. And yes. Okay. Because otherwise, if you're losing money, nobody ever takes.
Well, you get your money back plus very little
if you win. Right.
Here's four guys that makes more clue what they're talking about.
That makes more sense.
So the other way. Say if it was Baltimore Ravens plus 250. If you bet $100, you would win 250.
Yeah, right.
Got it.
Okay, so I had it right. I just was, I said it in a very muddy way.
Boy, this must have been brutal for people who actually gamble to listen to what we just did.
Oh, yeah, no question.
I apologize, but also get your life straight.
We're responsible for numerous car accidents right now.
Well, how much you want to bet we didn't kill anybody?
It's
currently a minus
negative 250. So wait, can you look up? It doesn't matter. But what was the best picture? Like I know different companies had
Vegas
different
odds.
Different odds, but just go
it's
to like
a line. Isn't
DraftKings
like
probably had it?
Doesn't Vegas have like an official line
they
for
do.
Everything?
Right, but each betting house probably has different. They're giving different numbers to entice you.
I feel like, and I'm not telling you you're wrong, Matt, but I feel like there's like a Metacritic. Of that.
Well, I only know this because when I was trying to look up, when I was doing my ballot, I was trying to look up what were the favorites.
Sure.
And that's the first thing I saw. But I saw different websites had different numbers, which I thought was weird.
That's not helpful for us to bet.
No.
You find anything, Garen?
Maybe that's all wiped clean because
okay, so long ago. This site, actionnetwork.com. Has 1917 at a negative 167. Parasite, negative 225. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Did I say positive 225?
No, you said negative.
Negative.
I'm positive.
You meant positive.
Wait, Parasite's positive?
Positive 225.
So the odds are
all right,
bad.
So right now, no,
worse.
Those are good.
That means if you bet 100, you get 225.
Well, so that's, I don't know, in my head, the negative ones are bad odds because you get less money.
No, but it means it's
the
favorite.
Yeah, but that's the favorite.
But that was plus. Parasite was plus.
So 1917 was negative what?
167.
Okay. I'm sorry to be this guy, but I thought we just said if you bet $100, you get $225 for Parasite, but if you bet $167, you get $100 for 1917. So that means that 1917 is more likely to win. It's better odds that it will win.
No, it's worse odds, because the odds are worse for you because they think it's going to win.
Okay.
You win less they think it's going
to win. Elliot's right. The odds are better for 1917 to win.
Yes. Right.
But you win
less money.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. The odds aren't good or better for you.
It's longer odds for Parasite.
Right.
Well, okay. Right. Well, that we knew that without going through all this nonsense.
Once Upon Hollywood, positive 900. Joker,
so 900. So the point of there, if you bet $100, you will win 900.
But so that just, all I wanted to know originally was Parasite wasn't as crazy of a long shot as I thought.
It's second.
According to this site, so maybe what you were looking at was.
Yeah, no, but it was definitely everyone who said it's either everyone thought it was going to be 1917, but then they also all said, but it could be Parasite. Like Parasite was the second favorite on everybody's list.
What is Irishman? Just out of curiosity, like
6,600.
See, wow. If I was in Vegas. Like if I was working in Vegas this week, I would have put ten bucks down on the Irishman.
Well, you're an asshole.
What if it wins? You're only out $10, and if you win, you win $660.
Yeah.
Ford versus Ferrari, $25,000.
Jesus.
So you put $10 down, it's $10. And then you would win $2,500.
That would have been crazy if that had won. Parasite wasn't that crazy. It's crazy because historically a foreign language film has never won, but it's not
that
crazy.
Somebody told me the artist won, but that's silent, right? There's no dialogue at all.
That's not foreign language. Yeah.
Okay.
When I used to work Vegas on the regular basis, I would do that for the World Series. I would put $10 down on the craziest odds, because what if that team has a crazy lucky year and all of a sudden you put $10 down and you win $5,000?
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different than putting, you know, $10 in a slot machine.
It really is.
So
you just have to wait 6 months to see that $10 disappear. Yeah. And then 1 year, I put money down on the White Sox. They were, it was 98, I want to say, that they made the playoffs and they were not expected to. And I put money down that they would win that, whatever it was, I put money down, $10. And then I think I won like $150 or something.
Nice.
So it's like, you know, you throw it around. As long as it's $10. I don't have the balls to ever do. Even if somebody said, there's no way you're going to lose that bet. Put $1,000 down. I couldn't do it.
Ouch.
I somehow feel like sports, in my head, it makes more sense to do that with sports than with the Oscars, because with the Oscars, you know that Ford versus Ferrari isn't going to win. There's no point in putting $10 on it. You know it's not going to win.
I would not.
Yeah. But with sports,
but
if you're talking about something.
Once upon a time in Hollywood, you theoretically could, because you go, you know what? They might give it to Tarantino.
Or the Irishman.
Hey, Scorsese is going to die soon. Give it to him.
It's votes of people. It's not an objective measure.
Right. Here's the thing. But looking at all here's the thing, guys.
What's up, man?
Those anonymous voter things that they keep putting out. It's like everybody's voting for something different.
Those things are, don't look at those things. Those things are fucking garbage. I hate those. Every year they find the most racist asshole they can find who doesn't want to give their name. And then they spew some fucking bullshit. And everyone's like, hey, you know, this is what Oscar voters think. No, that's what one piece of shit thinks. That doesn't reflect the entire voting academy.
There were some bizarre.
It's only things. The worst human beings that do that. Like, you have to be an asshole to begin with to be like, I'm going to anonymously talk to a reporter about what I voted for with the Oscars.
I'm going to anonymously say how much of an idiot I am that I couldn't keep track of Little Women.
Right. Yeah.
Is that what he said?
That was literally one person was like, I couldn't follow it.
I couldn't tell what was the past and what was the present. And then everyone's like, well, the color palette's different, which I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
I just knew just because I'm not an idiot. You can tell.
Yeah, if you're following the story, if you're paying attention.
Yeah,
in the past,
they're all together. In the future, they're not.
It's women. Yeah. I mean, how can I pay attention to that?
Right, it's just
talking?
Hard enough to listen to women talk. How are you supposed to?
I'm paying attention. I got my cock out. I'm ready to go. Right? They got those hoop skirts.
But then 5 minutes, you're out.
Yeah, I enjoyed the first 5 minutes of Little Women. That's all I needed. Plenty.
I feel so bad right now.
So you're saying if it had been a short film, it would have won. Because that's all the amount of time you need to
watch
it.
Would have been a shoe-in. Absolutely.
Wait, now you're jerking off into a shoe?
Yeah. That was
a classic, like some sort of a 19th century buckle.
Put it on the floor.
You don't want to get it in the popcorn either.
Yeah.
Right.
It's got to go somewhere.
Got to blame it on something. Blame it on the rain. Yeah. All right. Well, strong stuff here.
Now here's something unrelated to
speaking
that.
Speaking of odds, what are the odds we play a game? All right. So playing games right around the corner here. This is with Oscar Nunez, Richard Kind, live from the Gateway Theater in San Francisco. We'll see you next time on the podcast. Here's that episode.
Playing games.
Live from the Gateway Theater in San Francisco as part of SF Sketchfest, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Now, here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Hey, hello, everybody. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello. How about you just going to keep saying hello? Hello. Hello to this side. Hello to the center. Hello to that guy alone in the front row. Hello, sir. I'm not putting you down for being alone. There's nothing I like more than going places alone. Your thoughts, sir? Don't you love it? You don't have to worry about other people's feelings. Are they enjoying the show? Are they comfortable? Are they too warm? Are they too hot? Who gives a shit? You're on your own, right? You got some elbow room? You got nobody next to you? Do you want to wrestle? That's a serious question. I'm you and I, sir. You want to roll around a little bit? I'm in. I'm away from my wife and son. She said I could experiment since I'm up here in San Francisco. Let's do this. You and I roll around a little bit. Let's do this. What is your name, sir?
David.
David? I'm out. Reminds me of the Bible. I can't be a part of that. It's just, you know, I'm a religious man. You love Jesus the Christ. You know, every Sunday I go and worship. Is that the word I was looking for? Couldn't think of the right word. I haven't been to church since 1980. That's an accurate. When's the last time you were in church, David? I don't mind. We're going to lose half our audience. I have a very religious base. About 5 years ago? You went for a baptism. Was it yours? No. As a grown man, that'd be a born-again situation, right? They throw you in a bathtub, you splash around a little bit. I've only seen it in the movies. Was it a family member's baptism? A child? Uh-huh. And what's that child's name?
Remy.
Remy? No. No. It just got worse. Who would do it? You know what I heard the other day? This pissed me off. I was at the zoo. You familiar with zoos, David? That's where they put the animals. They make them uncomfortable. And right, they put them in little cages that are about a quarter the size of what they should live in. A quarter even seems too big, doesn't it? Too small, David. I heard a family, a mother and a mother and a father. I don't know, maybe they're not related at all. I don't have any other. Just two people were walking, and there was a child behind them, and they said, "Come on, Lotus, catch up." I'm like, "Oh, fuck you. No. No, we don't name a child Lotus, you assholes." Right? Lotus is going to throw himself into the lion cage. That's what's going to happen. Lotus was a boy, David. Your thoughts on the name Lotus for a boy? Doesn't seem right? Follow up, Lotus for a girl. Your thoughts?
Lovely.
Oh, really? I still don't like it, to be honest with you. Second least favorite name. My least favorite, of course, Remy. Unless it's short for Remington, because I like that. Is it short for Remington?
Remington Steele.
You like that show, David? Huh? That Pierce Brosnan? What do you think of his son? Did you see the Golden Globes, David?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That Pierce Brosnan's kid, his head hit the sun. That's how fucking tall he is. Do you see him all lanky, skeleton, jacked skeleton-like? That Nightmare Before Christmas? He looked like that guy, but handsome, with cheekbones. God damn it. You can't be ugly if you're Pierce Brosnan's kid. I bet Pierce Brosnan's once. I can't believe I'm not in jail right now for rape. I swear to God, I've never been around a more handsome man, and I was once in a room with George Clooney. Those are 100% true stories. Really? I was in a room with two people. That's the true story part of that. I was once in a room with Pierce Brosnan, and I was also in a room with George Clooney. Those are both true stories, David. The George Clooney, when I was in a room, I was talking to Bono, and I didn't give a shit because George Clooney was standing behind me. Sonny Bono and I were in the same room. And I said, "Get the skis. What can go wrong? Give it a shot. We all like new things. Right? Take it slow, though. Start with the bunny hill, Sonny." And he didn't like that it rhymed. He didn't like that Bunny and Sonny rhymed. And he said, "I'm going diamond." And I said, "Attaboy, diamond David up. David Lee Roth, he's back, folks." Look for some clips. David Lee Roth just did his first show back in a long time in Las Vegas last night. And it is upwards of a 0 out of 10. So take a look at that. You get a chance to see David Lee Roth at his prime. Now's the time to do it. He looks great. Looks like an accountant that just snuck away from a cubicle. Who also does magic, and nobody told him that he should still be doing the magic and not singing. Anyway, welcome into Playing Games, you guys. Thank you guys all for showing up. We met David. Have another hand for David. Seems like a nice man. Welcome in, you guys. As you guys know, here's what happens with Playing Games. Three of you will get a chance to come up here and win a prize at some point. We got a celebrity co-host that joins me, who I'll bring out here in a half a second. But before we do that, I always like to get to know the audience a little bit, get the vibe of the room. Right, I walked over to Safeway earlier to get my delicious Coke Zero, and I saw a line of six people out there at 7 o'clock, and I went, boy, we're going to jam this place if there's this many people here already. And but this filled in nicely. This filled in very nicely. This was, I'm not going to lie to you, about 12 minutes ago, I was thinking about calling this. And is it traffic, or is there bad traffic here in town? Always? I'm going to lose the attitude. I don't like that at all. Maybe that's why they're trying to get away from your pissy attitudes. You ever think about that? You ever think about that? So I use comedy from 1989. What? You ever think about that? That's not a punchline, Jim. All right, now listen. Welcome in. Sir, you have an A's hat? Are you an A's fan? You, okay. Got some more A's fans? That Josh Donaldson's not with the team anymore. What? Neither's Mark McGuire. Let me give you more people that aren't on the team. What do you think of that Marcus Simeon? You like Marcus Simeon, sir? Is that your favorite? Sir, do you, what makes you think I'm talking to you? Literally looking at the guy with the A's hat, making eye contact with him, having a nice connection, and you went, he's probably talking to me. Do I have a lazy eye and this is how I realize it? Right, I look in the mirror and I go, I'm not a bad looking guy, and I walk away and this thing takes a walk. Right, I walk away and, hey, I'm Peter Falk. All right, now listen. Columbo, nobody else is watching Columbo? I'm obsessed with Columbo, David. I've been watching it nonstop. It's on the television, Hulu. No. You know what it's on? It's on IMDb TV. That's a channel. And they run commercials, the same one, over and over and over. But then they play the Columbo, and it's wonderful. He knows the murderer, and then he takes 90 minutes to let him know that he knows it. Right? Instead of just going at the time and going, hey, I know you killed your wife, he makes him go through a fucking dog and pony show, makes him think that he's off the hook, and then goes, ah, I knew way back when you gave me the donut. Like, it's that. But I watch all goddamn 90 minutes of it. I love it. The great Peter Falk. He's terrific. He's got that eye, though, that threw that guy off. I want them to bring Columbo back, and I want to do the role. That's 100%. Am I a good actor? No, I'm not. Do I think I can carry it? Goddamn right I can. I could do it. You put me in a cop car, I'm ready to go. Sir, what is your name? Davoud. Davoud? Davoud. Davoud. It's just another. You're mispronouncing David. Yeah, that's what happened next. How do you spell it, Davoud?
D-A-V-O-U-D.
D-A-V-O-U-D. Davoud. Yeah. Love it. What's the origin of that? Irish?
It's the Persian.
Oh, it's Persian? No shit. Everybody got quiet on the Irish like I really asked that question. Either half of you went like, wow, what a bigoted asshole. And then the other half were like, does he really think it's Irish? What do you think of Irish Spring as a soap? You like that? You like the way they cut it open in that commercial? You get to see the inside of it? It's a good-looking soap. What's that? Whittling Soap. That's the name of my fantasy baseball team. We got the Whittling Soaps. We're gonna draft Marcus Simeon. We're looking for a hot shortstop. MVP potential. Who's your favorite player of all time, Davoud? Ricky Henderson, huh? He's got those stolen bases, right? Very fast. Did I lose the other guy that liked baseball? David, your thoughts on baseball?
Not a fan.
Not a fan? What don't you like about it? The length of the game? The pace?
Yeah, the pace.
The pace. All right. Good talking to you, Dave. Do you like any sports at all, David? You don't like any sports. Why are you against sports? You don't like the head-to-head contact?
What don't you like?
All right, Dave. Never tried to be friends with somebody more in my life, and yet there's obviously no connection here. Why am I trying so hard? Right? Davoud, you and I are in. Davoud, serious question. It's going to sound like a sloppy second. So you want to roll around a little bit tonight? I had plans with another guy, but to be honest with you, we didn't connect like I thought we would. I'm in. Come on. I'll put an A's hat on. We'll roll around. I'll grow a mustache and wax it up like Raleigh Fingers. Let's do this. Right? You can call me Catfish. Whatever the fuck you need. These are former A's players, David. I'm a genius. You're lucky I'm here. Why the festival insists on giving me the... All right. Now listen. Davoud, are you married?
No.
Nah. Single guy? You got a girlfriend, boyfriend? Single, no girlfriend. But if you would, I had zero follow-up questions.
I had known, but man, I needed to hear my own voice at that very moment. I needed to be saying something. Got to be starting something, huh? Wait, Michael Jackson. What's he up to these days? Anybody know? I really think we're going to remember him well. I think he's a terrific young talent. He and the Dr. Cosby, I think these guys really have a legacy that we're going to hold on to. They're good people. You separate the art from the artist. It's hard to do, isn't it, Davood? It's very tough, isn't it, right? I'm having a tough time right now with George Lopez. What do we do? I literally tried to pick one name that had nothing to go on, and I picked a guy that was in the news last week. Like, that's the shitty luck I had, that George Lopez actually did say something funny on Twitter, and I was as surprised as you guys. It's known I don't get along with George. I don't get along with George. That's the truth. I shared a limo with him from L.A. down to San Diego. We didn't talk the whole time because we don't get along. It was very uncomfortable. Then he became a billionaire. We wish him luck. He's got a couple of kidneys. Now, listen, I do this show with a... do me a favor. Nice hand for Matt Belknap up in the booth, everybody. Matt Belknap is up in the booth. Matt, do you have a sound system? How are you up in the booth? You doing okay?
I do have a sound system. I'm doing great, Jimmy.
Yeah, how's the crowd up in the booth?
Great. They're hot. You're killing up here, man. You're killing.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you, hype man. All right, that's Matt Belknap. We'll check in with him from time to time. Now, this seat here is reserved. Are we still waiting on that person? All right, let's make sure. Who's that? Is that Guffman? Who's coming? Guffman. That's a movie reference. Do you like movies at least, David? What? What's your favorite one? The Natural? How I'm not famous is beyond me. I don't understand it. What will it take for Hollywood to recognize the genius? What will it take? My co-host for tonight's episode of Playing Games, and I'm thrilled that he's here, folks. He's a great friend of mine. I've known this guy before he was on television, and I'm thrilled that he's in my phone, and I can call him whenever I want to, and I do. And we FaceTime from time to time, and he's a friend of mine. He treats my son with respect, and that's all I really care about. And my son likes him because he's famous, and thinks he's okay, thinks he does an adequate job. That's the truth. He's honestly one of the nicest, most talented people in the world, folks, and I'm glad that he's here. Please welcome, from the hit show, Mr. Iglesias, Oscar Nunez, everybody. Please welcome Oscar Nunez. Sit down. Yeah.
Wow. Hi, everybody.
Go sit.
Hi.
Sit down, Oscar.
I'm sitting.
Oscar, we got a hot group of people here.
I know David.
You met David?
Yes, and Davood.
Davood's right there. Raise your hand, Davood.
Top of the morning. He's Irish, right, David?
He's an Irish, yeah.
Old Testament, hates baseball.
Hates it. Hates the game.
Hates the game.
Hates it. You know why? Not enough crying.
Not enough crying?
He likes to see crying in sports.
Oh.
What do you think of that Tom Hanks? Do you think he's a good actor, Oscar?
Did you see the thing? The thing?
The Golden Globes?
Yeah, the Golden Globes. That was lovely.
Are you asking me if I cried at Tom Hanks' speech? The answer is yes.
I thought it was really good. And I love Charlize Theron. I worked with her.
What did you do with her?
I did the Italian job.
Yeah, what was the name of the movie, though? The Italian job's a heist.
It's a heist movie. It was one of my first things, and I got there, and then Ed Norton was there too, but I didn't say hi to him because he was very hungover. He didn't want to be there.
Ed Norton was hungover. He's got a drinking problem.
He didn't want to do that. I don't know about that, but he didn't want to do that particular movie. It was a contractual obligation. He wasn't happy being there. He was not happy. But she was very nice, and then I had to run my lines with her, and she's like standing in front of me, and she's doing her lines, and I'm looking at her, and I'm thinking, wow, she's beautiful. This is Charlize Theron is speaking to me. And then I'm like, oh shit, I have to say stuff back to her because I'm a professional actor. And so I composed myself, and we did the scene, and it was good. But boy, she a knockout. She's
a good looking lady.
Oh,
and
God.
A terrific actress. Is that something you and I can agree on?
Yeah, she's good.
Did you see the Bombshell movie?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's terrific. She's terrific in it.
Oh, I'm not so. Yeah, I haven't. Yeah. She's great. I liked the Men of Honor too, with the Cuba Gooding Jr. underwater with the thing, and De Niro, and she was in the movie too. She was dating De Niro, right? And,
I don't know what movie you're talking about.
Yes, the guy. The guy was a racist, the commander. He said, "We're not going to integrate on my watch." They wore the bell, the underwater guys, the deep sea divers. Men of Honor. Isn't that the name of the movie, Men of Honor?
But you said Men of Honor 2.
No, she was in Men of Honor 2.
Also?
Also, she was that.
I literally thought you were talking about some fucking sequel.
No, not yet. Fingers crossed on
that. Yeah. Oh,
she might have missed. Yeah, yeah. It was maybe miscast, her and De Niro being in a relationship, but it doesn't matter.
I don't think I saw the motion picture, to be honest with you. And I see all the Cuba Gooding stuff.
I think you should take a look at it. It's good.
I used to, when I was a young boy, was at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
Tell me more.
My friend Gian Gonziano, whose father, Dino Gonziano, did the hair for Lost Boys. The movie Lost Boys?
That sounds like a guy who would do the hair for Lost Boys.
Dino Gonziano.
Yeah.
His son, Gian Gonziano, was my buddy, and his best friend was Cuba Gooding. And so we used to always hang out, and we always went, "You're always going to be a big star someday, Cuba."
You guys knew, even then you knew
it. Oh, you knew it. Just in a car, you knew it.
Really?
Yeah. Huh? You knew it. The way he sat in the back seat, quietly, respectful.
And he carries himself, right? A dignity.
He's kind of an asshole, it turns out.
Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yeah, he's in the news right now. He's not. It turns out he's not a good guy.
And what's George Lopez up to? You said something's going on with him.
We don't get along. We just never get along.
Oh, that's the thing.
Oh, that's
he's not. He's not in the news for any particular.
Oh no! You know what he said? He actually said a very funny joke. Here's what happened: the Iranians said we put an $80 million bounty on Trump's head, and George said we're Mexicans. We'll do it for half of that.
And that's good.
That's a great freaking joke. Yeah, that's a great joke. That's a good joke. And as much as I hate George Lopez, make no mistake, I hate him. That's a great joke.
Yeah,
that's a great joke.
That's a good joke.
And that's true. If I could say that with the hate in my heart that I have for that man, that's how good of a joke that is. And I know you got to be respected. You're from the same land.
Yes, but I at this point I'm sorry I voted for him. I regret my vote.
You voted for George Lopez?
No, for Trump.
You voted for Trump?
Yeah, but I'm sorry I did.
You know what? You give it another year. That's all you can do.
Give him time.
Give him time.
He's becoming more presidential.
He really was this week, I'll tell you what. You had to take it political. You lost half the room.
I didn't vote for him, by the way.
Do you think they really thought you voted for him?
Maybe, you never know. Because you don't know. You don't know what people... You don't know what lurks in the hearts of men. You'd think this guy would like baseball with the flannel. He doesn't.
No, right?
He hates it.
Here's a true story. Matt Belknap and I were... we recently did a show...
Hi, Matt.
Hey, Oscar.
We recently did a show in the Chicagoland area, and my father was in the audience, and I'm not 100% sure my dad didn't vote for Trump. I think there's like a 5% chance that he did, and I never want to ask him because I don't want to know. So what I did, Oscar, as a passive-aggressive pussy that I am, is from stage, I said, "Hey, my dad's here. I'm not 100% sure he didn't vote for Trump," like hoping that then afterwards he would, like, at lunch and go, "You know, I didn't, right?"
He didn't say anything.
Not a fucking word.
No, yeah. I think my in-laws voted for Trump, but they won't say it, and I think they regret it. Oh, I know they regret it at this point. But they don't say it, but they regret it now.
Now, what about Don Jr.? I might vote for him. I think he really has it together.
Is he running?
I could see that a-hole running, can't you?
I don't know, man.
I could see them running some sort of a dynasty on us.
It's crazy that we're talking about this, and it's half serious but half joking. But yes, it could happen. It's insane.
Well, you're the joking part. I'm 100% serious, friend. I think it's great. This country, I got my red hat and I adjusted accordingly.
Well, you can.
I'm proud of you.
Because
that
the palette of your skin. Oh, but you know what? I shouldn't say that because I can too, and I'll be more appreciated as a Latino who supports Trump.
Nunez.
Yeah.
You ever do a Sammy Davis Jr. impression?
Why would I?
The way you just said the palette of your skin, maybe it sounded a little Sammy Jr., and I'd like to think that you could do it.
All I can do is, and this is the bass, like, kung, ka-chung, kung, kung, ka-chung, hey, baby. Right? He says, right?
So no, then.
No. No, I can't.
Huh.
No, he can't.
I really thought you were going to nail that.
But he had a glass eye.
He did have a glass eye. Do you know how he got that glass eye?
A car accident.
Car accident.
Yeah.
You know when I found that out? A day and a half ago.
How?
How did I find that out? I Googled Sammy Davis Sr.
Oh, and his father?
Poked him in the eye in a car.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
Not at all how it happened.
This is what I found out today.
What'd you find out today?
San Francisco?
Hang on. Let me see if I can... Give me the question. I'll see if I know the answer.
San Francisco. Just sounds like a nice name, like maybe of old English origin. San Francisco. You know, San Francisco. Like,
Can I ask you a question? Can you do a Paul McCartney impression? Because the way you said San Francisco made me think you could do a great Paul McCartney.
Oh, God. All right. My name's Paul McCartney. Again, no.
That sounds like Ricky Gervais. Boy, the way he took a shot at you in Hollywood, didn't he?
Ricky?
Oh boy, he really tore you apart the other night.
You know,
and your Hollywood types.
Yes.
He really took you guys out of the knees.
I can't criticize Ricky. I can't criticize him.
I thought the jokes were great.
I thought they were great too, and I have a house because of Ricky Gervais, because he's the creator of the Office.
Oh, I forgot you got to suck his dick. I apologize.
I do.
I forgot you can't go along.
I don't have to, but the gratitude. I forgot.
You got a house because you sat in a cubicle. I forgot.
But what was it going to say?
Something about San Francisco. Go ahead. I do.
Oh, yes. So it's Spanish. It means San Francisco. Saint Francisco. Thank you. That's what the city is. That's the name of the city. It's a saint, right? Who knew?
Everybody knew.
No, Jimmy.
Everybody knew.
Saint, think about it. San Francisco.
We don't have to think about it.
Saint Francisco.
Yeah, Saint Francisco.
Fun, because we're having fun with names.
We are. We sure are.
Right?
We are having a good time with names.
Yeah.
We're having fun, and it's a time. What, now you mentioned, you brought this, Ricky, you were on Extras? Why would you do that?
Not going to stop me?
I would.
You were going to?
I've got the...
You have the cold sore?
Yeah. Do you want a soda?
I could. No, I was just doing a bit, but nothing happened. Sometimes they don't work.
What was the bit?
I don't know. You would have like grabbed my hand and I slap you. Then I have a feeling you want to wrestle somebody.
That's you want to roll around a little bit?
That's a callback. Roll around. No, it's funny to say it and not because you. I love that jacket. What was your original question? What were you? It is nice. I thought it was just black from back. Over here, I see it's more of a ox blood red.
It's kind of like a wine, doesn't it?
Yeah, there you go. Like a wine, right? With the black border.
Yeah, it's got the trim.
That's nice. Very nice.
Thank you. You know where I didn't get this. I got it, as I do most of my
clothes. Bonobos?
I got it from television on a program.
Oh, you took the wardrobe.
I got wardrobe, yeah.
That's one of the things. That's a perk. That's like inside baseball.
Well, you know what? It's a perk when you're 5'4", because then nobody else could ever wear those outfits. So they go, hey, we're never going to use those again. Jimmy, you go ahead and take that wardrobe.
Take it with
home.
You.
Right?
Yeah.
Unless a 15-year-old needs something to wear, and they're not going to dress him like he's 50.
Well.
Right? Unless it's Alex P. Keaton.
That's right. yeah.
But anyway, you know where this is from? This is from JCPenney, believe it or not.
That's wonderful. Was that Family Ties? Were you referencing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Why are you mad at me for that?
No.
There's a lot of reasons to be mad at me.
I thought you couldn't. You went farther back than Columbo. Is that right? No, Columbo's further back than.
Goddamn right, Columbo's farther back.
It is, right?
Have you been watching Daddy
McCloud?
Knows Best? It's what Father Knows Best. God damn it, I screwed up my own joke.
What were
you like McCloud? You like Dennis Weaver?
I like Dennis Weaver, and I like the theme song from McCloud, too.
Give me a little taste of it.
And then he'd be riding a horse down Fifth Avenue.
Yeah.
Right, with the hat and the thing. Because he was a, what do they call it?
Cowboy?
Yeah, but he was out of his element. Like something.
Fish out of water.
Fish out of water. He was a Montana sheriff that got settled.
Can I ask you a very serious
city.
Question?
And then it was McCloud and Mrs. Miller, and then Columbo. That was the lineup. And then
McCloud and Mrs. Miller?
No, something and Mrs. Miller, McCloud.
Mm-hmm. No, it was...
What was the lineup?
McMillan and Wife.
McMillan and Wife, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
McCloud.
So-and-so and Mrs. Miller?
And Columbo.
Those were the things they would rotate.
Yes. Yeah.
On your resume, when you were a budding actor, before you got on that Office program of yours.
Puppeteering.
In your special skills, would you have whistling down?
I'm a good whistler.
No.
I am.
No, there's no evidence.
And when I started whistling... I'm like, I can't do it here.
Oh.
Why can't I do it here?
Do you need to wet your whistle? Do you need some water? How about
maybe. I had a can. No, I can't whistle now. I could do this. But I could whistle well like this. Like
I can't hear it. There's a bird in the room. Go ahead and do it now.
You know the bridge on the River Kwai?
Yeah.
Did, These people paid to hear me whistle. I do need to wet my whistle. I do need to wet my whistle. I'm a good whistler. I don't know why it's not.
I admit that I've been doing my podcast and this show for about 13, 14 years now. This may be a new low. Just this week on my show, we had people touch the doorknob to see if they got a shock. And we did that for 15 minutes. This is worse than that.
I can't. I have to wet my whistle.
Well, let's get you some water. Doug, will you do me a favor and go back there and get a can of water for Oscar?
It's right behind you there, Doug.
I've just been told it's right behind you. Yeah, that's it. Believe it or not, that's water. It's mic. Oh, you think it's the mic?
I'll take requests.
Why'd you go center stage to take the sip? What do you want to do? Do a little something. Do you want to do a monologue?
No, I was going to whistle.
Okay, do a little something. Give us something. Give us something they recognize. Give us something to talk about. Bonnie Raitt this thing. I made a Bonnie Raitt reference. See, they had a hit song called Give Him Something to Talk About. She was married to Michael O'Keefe for a little while.
A lot of pressure just doing stand-up like that. And he does what's called crowd work. Goes out there and he starts right away. He has secrets in his pocket that he pulls out. Hey, you want to roll around? I've heard him do that before. He knows baseball, so he does baseball. And then if I'm not working, he turns quickly and he comes on this side. And
wait, it's not working. That was all 100% gold over here. It was all gold. I had to let it rest a little bit. That's why I made the move.
He has a show called Never Not Funny.
They know who I am.
He also knows how to use a microphone, Oscar.
I've been on the show like 3 times.
Good. Talk more about how great I am.
And when I'm on Never Not Funny, I actually get nervous. I know what you're thinking. Come on, you were on The Office 9 seasons. You're Oscar. I get nervous on Never Not Funny.
Why? You were with great Steve Carell. You were around Rick Gervais.
Yeah, but it's different on your show because your staccato banter. And you're like, do I have to keep up with that? And even when I come out, I get lulled into it. And I start, hey, it's very hard. He's been doing it a long time. He's been doing it for many years.
Talking?
No, talking with the.
Yes, that's who I am. You talk while you talk.
Hey, over here. What are you? But that's a hard style. That's a hard, good style, and I like it because it's a throwback to your beloved Columbo and Tully Savalas and all that. It's a callback.
It is a throwback. I'll give you that.
And I'll turn this around. Fish out of water. Had you been born 60s, 70s, 50s, Vegas?
Biggest star in the world.
Huh? Huge.
I don't disagree with you.
White Sammy Davis Jr. Without the baggage of dancing and singing.
There's
and
a lot of baggage there. Without the talented part?
Without that talent part. Just without the
ability to entertain, there's no question that would have been me.
No, with the jokes.
The white Sammy Davis. This guy gets up there, he doesn't sing, he doesn't dance, he doesn't do anything. You're going to love him.
But one eye goes this way, the other eye goes that
right,
way.
Right, where's he looking?
He brings in the whole audience. The audience is all, you bring in the whole audience.
Everybody sees me. I wall-eye the show.
Your eyes are like sheepdogs. They go out and they get the...
Bring them in.
They round up the people and they bring them in.
You needed to stand up, it turns out. You're getting big laughs now. You were sick.
I felt hemmed in over there.
Yeah.
The mic was... this was taught. I don't know... his name is Doug. I didn't want to say Doug. I didn't know his name. I didn't want to say, hey, you, give me more cable space.
Right. You need to prowl. You're like a panther.
I'm following the maestro. I'm just following your lead. You start this way, then you turn, then you go this way.
Yeah.
Right?
By the way, Doug is now giving you more cable. He thinks you were serious.
Oh, thank you, Doug. It's better to have too much cable than and not use it.
First rule of show business.
Right?
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
By the way, I don't know for a fact, you guys just saw Doug for 1 second. I don't know for a fact, but there's no doubt in my mind that Doug plays an acoustic guitar. Doug, you play an acoustic guitar?
Absolutely.
Goddamn right he does. There's no doubt.
That's beautiful.
Right, you want to hear some Jim Croce? He's your man. If he can't do it, no one can.
Did you just think of that, or is that something you have in your back pocket when you see a guy?
I just thought of it, you dickhead.
But you never said that before in all your whole...
Did I ever say I just saw him and he looks like he has...
No, to someone else, to a shaggy-looking man at another venue.
I might have said, hey, look, there's a guy that looks like he'd be a night ranger. I might make a reference like that.
But this guy, honestly,
I was proud of the way I did that. I like the way that I turned it on its ear a little bit.
That's amazing. And even if he's lying, he still sells it. So we don't know if he's done it before. Because, my God...
If I could act it's like this so in good. One single audition.
How? Like this? With that?
I'm great. I'm a good actor right now. You don't know where I'm coming from.
I don't know where you're coming from.
You don't know where I'm rooted.
No, we don't know. The jacket, the eyes, who knows?
Tell us about your little girl.
My daughter?
That was my Byron Allen turn. Hey, you got a daughter? Talk about it.
Well, we're a little jet-lagged. The family's a little jet-lagged. Because we were in Florida. We were visiting my sister in Florida, in Naples. So we're a little jet-lagged.
When did you get back from Naples?
Home. Oh, a couple days ago.
A few days ago, but they're still jet-lagged.
A little bit, yeah.
Daughter is, let me get, I want to say 8 years old now.
Seven.
Seven. Going to have her birthday soon, though.
October?
Yeah, she'll be eight.
She'll be eight.
Thank you.
Your kid's...
That's a bullseye.
Your kid is...
My son, Oliver, with yeah, respect.
Oliver is 10 or 11. I don't know.
12.
Damn it.
Yeah, you blew
He's 12? He's 12?
Yeah, he had a birthday.
Damn. Holy
he
cow.
He has one every year.
Holy cow. He's going to be a teenager next year.
I know. Matt Belknap and I were just talking about that. I'm not ready for it. Not ready for him to be a teenager. Because I know what I was doing at 13, and I don't see him doing that, man. Yeah,
he's a good kid.
He is a good kid.
He's not growing up on the rough streets of Chicago, popping hubcaps, and, right? Right?
That's true, he's not.
Hey, cheese at the cops! You're running down the street. Come on, Jimmy! You're running behind you.
You ever get arrested? I mean, in show business, certainly. You're a very talented, successful actor.
I was chased by cops. I think I was arrested once.
What'd you do?
I slapped a kid in the face after he shot me in the eye with a pellet gun.
He shoots you in the eye with a pellet gun.
Yeah.
Eye for an eye. Then you take a swing at him. You slap him in the face. They arrest you.
I just slapped him.
Why'd they arrest you and not the pellet gun guy?
Because I think the pellet gun guy was like 17 and I was like 18 or 19.
It sounds like you're older than him.
Yeah, a little bit. So I got in trouble.
And did you? How long were you in the big house for?
Oh, just... Was it overnight? I don't think it was overnight. I think it was a couple of hours.
Were you scared, though, even for those few hours?
I knew they'd come and get me.
Yeah, but you're still in there with...
My whole family showed up. My uncle, aunts, nieces, they flew in people from... Why?
It's a proud moment.
Oh, it was horrible. It was bad. And then the kid got in trouble because he had a pellet gun, and then we went to court, but I dropped the charges.
Why'd you drop the charges?
I didn't want him to get in trouble.
Why not?
Because he made a mistake, and he's freaking 17, and they were going to put him in, like, to, like, a juvenile place or something, and I dropped the charges. I'm like, no.
You're a good person.
I'm not going to do that to him. I kind of knew him from the neighborhood, and he's always getting in trouble, but whatever. He doesn't deserve to, you know, for shooting a stupid pellet gun. Could have been the other way around very easily.
You ever look him up on Facebook and see what he's up to today?
Nah, he's a loser. What for?
Fuck him. Let's get some contestants. Who wants to play playing games? I'm going to go over there. Get away from it.
Take that.
Get away from it.
I sit here.
Who wants to play? Come on up. Here we go. Come on. Come on up here. Here we go, young man. Welcome up. How are you?
Good.
Nope. Sit down. Come on, young man. Very quickly now. Very quickly. What is your name?
Harry.
Harry?
Yes.
Nope. Right there. Come on, young lady.
Why?
I forgot to tell you, if I don't like any of your answer at any point, I kick you off the stage. Here we go, young lady. There we go. Oh, there we go. Look at the brevity. There we go. Hello, how are you? What's your name?
Rose.
Rose? No, it's a beautiful name. Why are you over? Come over here, Rose. Rose, tell me about yourself. You know what? You're in. Sit down. You're in. Okay, Rose. Sit. You know what? Oscar, move the chair because he can't sit still.
I moved the chair.
Do you think Oscar might have some ADD, Rose? Serious question.
But, like, I could kind of pick up on it. Yeah.
What do you do for a living, Rose, that gives you that kind of perception?
I actually, today was my last day at PG&E. I don't know if you know them. You're not from California.
Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, well, you're like South California, but PG&E is this, you know.
Is everybody all right? Is everybody okay? Everybody gonna get through what just happened? Oh my God, I felt like I just got shot in the eye by a pellet gun.
It felt like it was gonna be educational.
Once she started explaining a map to me, I'm done.
Is that what she was doing? I didn't
quite.
Okay.
Oh, well, you're from Southern Cal, a scram.
Yeah.
Anyway, PG&E's, if anybody does whatever they're looking for, they got an opening at PG&E. They got a new person. Come back up here, bearded weirdo. Let's go. Let's do it, weird beard. How are you, dude?
Take two. Let's see if I'm...
Ah, come on, sit down. What's your name?
Travis.
Travis, I love everything about it. Travis, walk me through it. Who are you here with, Travis? Sit down. Use the microphone as a sound system.
I'm here with my lovely girlfriend, Cassie.
Okay, let's angle that so it's near your
what,
face
actually
as opposed to hitting your head. What kind of hat you got there?
A Carhartt, of course.
Oh, God. If we weren't all of a sudden tight on time, you'd be back in your seat, Travis.
Thin ice.
Walk me through what you do for a living that you think you can get away with this appearance.
I'm a student. So.
Student, what are you majoring in, young man?
Computer science.
Attaboy, that's the future. What... And I didn't hear a word you were saying. I was worried about the microphone. Who are you here with?
My lovely girlfriend, Cassie.
That's Cassie and Travis.
Correct.
All right. Were you going to say something about Cassie?
She's lovely.
Okay. And how long have you been with this, Cassie?
Almost 4 years.
4 years, about 48 months, it's about 47 months.
I could call it 40.
Okay. The only thing on your side right now is time, Travis. Nothing I would like more than to have you back sitting next to Cassie. Talking about the time you were kicked off the stage. And so you're not working, you're just going to school?
That's correct.
She supports you?
At this time, yes.
What a joy that you were able to find this in your life.
I am very blessed.
What a nice fucking guy. I like this guy, Oscar. I want every part of my being. I see this guy in the mall. I hate him.
We're in San Francisco.
Which is North California?
Yes, it's North of San Francisco.
I see.
It's named after a Spanish saint.
Oh, is it?
San
Which
Francisco.
One?
San Francisco.
Ah, San Francisco! Did you know that before he told you?
I did, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do I detect some Spanish?
I'm Portuguese.
Ah.
Hi, Harry. How are you? Sit down, young man. Harry, tell me about yourself. Who are you here with, Harry?
I'm here with my girlfriend, Nora, who is also lovely.
Nora and Harry. Yes. How long have you been with this Nora, Harry?
2 years.
2 years, about 24 months, it sounds
That's
like.
That's exactly right.
What a joy. And do you guys live together?
No, not yet.
That a boy, right? You're not married. That's not right in the eyes of the Lord, is it? Right? You know who doesn't like it? The man upstairs.
I was waiting to see if she supported him.
Let's find out, Oscar.
Essentially.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you do, Harry?
I work at a movie theater and a comic book store.
Oh, boy. Holy shit, those dice don't know how to come up aces at all, do they? Is that a phrase at all?
I am about to watch the movie 1917.
Let's find out from this young man if he's seen it. Have you seen it?
I have seen it, yeah.
All right, he's seen it.
My point being, those men were teenagers, and one of them can kill the four of us with their bare hands.
They were British, so maybe not.
Sorry, Harry.
Thank you, Jimmy.
They fought for your freedom. 19, right back there. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Quickly now. No music bed. Are there stairs there? Oh, good. How are you, young lady? What's your name? Carolyn, I love it. Sit down. Sweet Carolyn. She hears that every day of her life, Travis. Who are you here with, Carolyn?
My sister.
You're here. Aaron. What's your sister's name?
Aaron
and Carolyn. What a joy. How long have you guys been sisters?
30 years.
30 years?
Yeah.
Is she younger than you, or are you younger than her?
I'm younger than her.
So you're 30 years old?
Yes.
Happy birthday. What? When is your birthday, Carolyn?
September.
September the 2nd?
No, the 1st.
The 1st? Jesus Christ, look how close I was.
You're good at that. You're good at
she eight. Came. It was a day early. I remember she was supposed to be born on the 2nd.
Okay.
They said, you know what, let's induce. Let's get her out. Hey, Carolyn, are you in a relationship in any way?
I am not.
You're not. Right now's the time. Lucy Goosey, the food. What are you doing tonight? You like the A's? You like baseball at all?
I like the Giants.
Oh, you're... The food's okay with that. What do you do for a living, Carolyn?
I work in safe patient handling.
Say it again, please, because I didn't hear a word of it.
I work in safe patient handling. I'm a certified athletic trainer, and we do injury prevention for the clinical staff at a hospital.
I've got a little situation with my IT band. Can you
okay.
look into that? What do you recommend doing for the IT band? You got any suggestions about the IT band?
Don't get convinced that stretching is going to help. It's not. It's a tendon.
Does this have to do with running? You're a runner, aren't you?
I am a runner, yeah. How I'm a rebel and a runner.
How often do you change your shoes?
Wait, hang on a second.
How
what?
How often do you change your shoes?
How often do I change my shoes? Every day.
But I mean your running shoes.
My running shoes? I take them off when I'm done running.
Oh, good.
I probably every 4 months.
About how many miles do you run on them?
Six.
Okay, you're doing well.
I'm doing okay? You think it might be shoe related, my IT band situation?
It can be.
I do nothing but stretching. I'm told that's not good now all of a sudden. I stretch every day, my IT band.
Can be, it won't always work for you. Like, all right. It doesn't work for everyone.
Okay, well, we'll see if it works for me. Thank you for being here. We got to find a third person to play this game. Who do I need? Right there. Come on, sir. Let's do this thing. Here we go. Come on now. Quickly, sir. Quickly now. Father needs you. Woo!
Jimmy, the audience filled up, huh, while we were back there. People
looks
came
good.
In. People
yeah, filled
came
up
in while we were back there. Yeah, looks good.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Sit down, sir. What is your name?
My name is Ben.
Ben, short for Benjamin?
It is.
That a boy. What, Ben, tell me about yourself. Who are you here with?
I'm here with my lovely wife of 24 years.
What a joy. What's your beautiful wife's name?
Maria.
Yeah. Just met a girl named Maria, huh? You know that. You people like to sing that song.
Yeah, we have to. We have to sing that song.
Right?
It's a beautiful song. And it's my sister's name.
Oh. She probably got that a lot as a kid.
It's a beautiful song. Want me to whistle it?
Yeah. Oscar Nunez, everybody. Oscar Nunez. Get it, yeah. Come on over. Take a bow.
I'm not done yet.
Sit down. Sit down.
I may not get that back.
we got it back. We're good.
I was just going to do the second.
No.
Do your show.
Ben, what do you do for a living?
Computer support.
Computer support, right? Somebody needs a computer held. You're the guy.
Yes, sir.
Love it. You got kids, Ben?
Three.
How many kids you got? By that, I mean, what are their ages? What do you think of that save? You like that save at all? All right, so you're married, what, 24 years?
Yep.
24 years, the oldest is 25. Give me the age of the other two.
Oldest is 19.
19, Hardcastle.
Yep. Then 13, then 11.
13 and 11, so they're on the odds.
Yes.
That'll change this year.
Yeah.
What are their names, quickly?
Catherine, Lizzie, and John.
All right, so you got the two girls, one boy.
Yep.
What a joy. All right, you ready to play this?
Yes, sir.
All right, who's ready to play Playing Games? We got our contestants. Sir, we got our contestants. We got them. We got them. They all made the cut except for Rose and Harry. We got Travis and Carolyn. You guys understand that? You guys are familiar with the game? You're not at all, are you, Carolyn? Damn it, I knew you were an error. I knew you were a mistake. Hang on. Rose, are you familiar with this game?
Oh, yes, sir.
You've listened to the podcast. See you, Carolyn. Scram. Come on, Rose. Come on! Hi, Rose.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Nice to have you. Tell me about your job for 45 minutes. Sit down. Shut up. All right, say hello to Travis. You might have met him earlier, and then you went into some coma-inducing talk. And then this is Ben. He's got three kids, and the way he went on about him was not as laborious as about your job.
Sorry.
No, Ben, don't apologize. I was complimenting you.
Okay.
It was wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
What's going on at PG&E? I heard that they're a little...
You know, well, you're in Southern California, so you don't really...
He gets it.
All right, shut up, Rose. All right. Here's what's going to happen, you guys. Round one, I'm going to end up eliminating one of you guys at the end of round one here. Here's how round one works. It's a game called Headlines. And I'm going to read five questions from a certain decade. Whatever two players have the most points at the end of this round, continue on and have a chance to win a terrific prize. Whoever has the least amount will be sent back to their seat. All right? Let's find out from Matt Belknap exactly what we'll be playing for. Matt Belknap, please tell these people what they're playing for here today on Playing Games.
It's a Dinesh from Silicon Valley Funko Pop signed by Kumail Nanjiani. When you talk about hilarious supporting characters from the most acclaimed workplace comedy of the last 20 years, only one name comes to mind. Kumail Nanjiani as the irrepressible Dinesh. Kumail couldn't be here tonight because he's a big movie star now, something that rarely happens to supporting actors on TV comedies. But if you beat Oscar in the final round, you'll take home a little piece of workplace comedy history with this Funko Pop Dinesh.
All right, that's what you're playing for. You're playing for a signed Funko Dinesh doll. Kumail Nanjiani signed it before he got famous and started telling us no. So here's what's going to happen. If you you get to the final round, you'll go head-to-head against Oscar in a game that we call Decades. If you beat Oscar, you win that prize. Until then, we play headlines of the first round here. Here's how we're going to do this. If you think you know it, yell out your name. Raise your hand and yell out your name, because somebody forgot to bring the buzzers. So just raise your hand, yell out your name when you think you know it, all right? Wait until I'm done reading the full question, but I have to find out what decade these headlines will be from. Matt Belknap, please, let's hit the randomizer. Tell me what decade we'll be playing from. What do you got? 90s? 90s. All right, these are headlines from the 90s. Ben, you were alive then.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rose?
Just barely.
Barely, of course. Travis, your beard, probably 1992 that started.
I joined it later.
What's that?
I met up with my beard later.
You met up later?
Yeah.
Look at Travis bringing some comedy.
Nice. I was looking at Beardo
up
here.
Ah!
I forgot his name, Jimmy, so I just wrote Beardo.
So we got Ben, we got Rose, and we got Beardo. All right. Can you change Rose's to Laborious? Could you do that for me?
Won't Jimmy. Fit, Jimmy. Won't fit.
Won't fit. You tried?
Do I need to buzz in as Beardo now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, actually say Travis, because the Beardo will conflict with the Ben, and that'll confuse me, because I'm not a bright man. Here we go. Hands up, buzzers! What are you doing, Ben? Your vocal cords are your buzzer. Okay. Yeah, I was like, you about to jerk off? What are you doing?
We're in San Francisco, Jimmy.
It's a different land, isn't it?
It's all different up
it's
here.
It's all different
named up here.
Named after a saint.
We're in the north. Yes, in Spanish. Thank you.
Yeah. Francisco.
San Francisco.
I have nothing but love for Oscar Nunez. Here we go. Hands up, buzzers. In 1992, which actress, singer, was Johnny Carson's final guest on The Tonight Show?
Ben.
Bette Midler. That's the correct answer. Bette Midler.
Correct. Very touching moment.
You ever work with Bette Midler?
No, you?
No. Second question. Hands up, buzzers. In 1992, the year of our Lord, this crazy millionaire known for his catchy slogans ran for president.
Travis. H. Ross Perot.
H. Ross Perot's correct answer. Correct answer. I need more excitement from you people. Don't fake it. Don't give me that bullshit.
Jimmy, I do a Ross Perot impersonation.
I'd like to hear it.
Those people.
I like it. We got both feet in a bucket. We can't reach the mop. What's our scores here? Ben has one. Beardo's got one. Rose, a lot of talk early. Nothing now. In 1991, notorious siller Jeffrey Dahmer was arrested in what city?
Ben.
No, Rose. Damn it.
Ben.
I think it's St. Paul.
You think it's St. Paul? That is incorrect, sir. Rose, chance for you.
Minneapolis.
Travis, chance for you.
I have to guess because my girlfriend is a murderhead, and I have to say Salt Lake City.
Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the correct answer. Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
She knew.
All right. But at least the Twin Cities are eliminated. We know it's
that's,
not.
That's correct.
All right, here we go. After three, we are still tied 1-1. Rose, yet to get on the board. Chance to do it here now. In 1993, what cult came to a sad end in Waco, Texas?
Oh, Rose.
Rose!
The comet. Nope. It's not coming to me.
Ben. Branch Davidian is the correct answer. Branch Davidian is the correct answer.
Good answer.
All right. After four, Ben has two. Beardo's got one. Rose has zero. Again, at the end of five, whatever two players have the most points will go on.
Jimmy, this just in Santa Barbara, California?
Yes.
Named after Santa Barbara, a Spanish saint.
You just Googled it.
Continue.
I believe it. Here we go. Chance for you to stay in it, Rose. In 1997, Tiger Woods became the youngest player to win the Masters at what age?
Rose.
Guess, Rose.
19.
Incorrect, Rose.
God damn it.
Travis.
21.
21 is the correct answer for Travis. All right, that means after the five. And boy, the excitement of the room is unbelievable.
Come on, Rose.
No, she's out. Rose is out. Rose, we have to say goodbye to you.
No.
But you are not going to leave here empty-handed. Matt Belknap, please tell Rose what she's walking away with.
Well, Jimmy, I
think it's a Pop Culture Beast t-shirt. Yeah, that's right. It's a t-shirt that our intern made, hoping that he would make a little money on his crappy website no one visits.
There you go, Rose. Nice to meet you. Thanks for being here.
Safety Bye, Rose.
Now. Say hello to Oscar
Nunez.
He's
you.
On Mr. Iglesias.
Nice to meet you.
Safety first there. There we go. Oscar, very quickly, tell these people what Mr. Iglesias is.
Oh, it's on Netflix. And it's a sitcom. He plays a teacher. Not unlike Welcome Back, Kata. But it doesn't take place in Brooklyn. It takes place in Long Beach. Gabe Iglesias, a.k.a. Fluffy, is a stand-up comic. He plays a teacher. I'm the villain. Three-camera sitcom laugh track. He's a very nice man. Now, okay, I'm going to stop talking now. It's a good show. Not my cup of tea. It's a good show. It's a good show. It's a good family show.
All right. It sounds like that was a terrific endorsement from one of the stars of Mr. Iglesias.
I'm
you
on
get
the
one
show.
Of the cast members, you got to dig deep like that. I'm not going to dig any deeper, though. We're being recorded. All right, here we go. Next round. We're going to play a couple of stupid games now. That's what we do. We eliminate somebody. Now we play some dumb games. That's what playing games is all about. In this round, we're going to play a game called Shrimp That Movie.
Wait, now they get stupid?
Yeah. We're going to play a game called Shrimp That Movie, where Master Thespian, star of the TV show Mr. Iglesias, will read you a line, a famous quote from a movie, but he will replace one of the words in that quote with the word shrimp, and you have to tell me what movie that quote is from. Let's once again hit the randomizer and find out what decade these movies will be from. Matt Belknap, please hit that for me. The thousands. The 2000s. Here we go. All right. Somebody just applauded that. Other people didn't care at all. Oscar, there you go. The answers are behind there, are secondary. So, but please just read the top line.
Yeah.
And you, let them finish the entire quote, guys. And then, of course, buzz in with your name and raise your hand. All right. Here we go. And again, you're playing for that signed Kumail Nanjiani Dinesh Funko. That's probably worth a couple of bucks on eBay, right?
Oh, easily.
Easily, Ben. What do you think it goes for, Ben?
Oh, what'd you make this year, Oscar?
What's that now?
What did you make this year?
What did I make this year?
Never mind. It was not worth it.
I was reading...
$5.
No, I wasn't paying attention. Don't punish him.
He's punished. He's punished. I didn't like the way he treated you. Sit down, Ben. Come on, Rose. Get back up here. Come on, Rose.
Ben, I'm sorry.
Come on, Rose.
I was going over
Don't apologize
stuff.
To Ben.
Rose. Good to
ben,
see you
ben
again.
Ben took a shot at my friend Oscar, and I'm not going to tolerate that. Sit down, Ben. Hey, who's ever with Rose, pass the shirt over to Ben.
Welcome back.
All right, pass it out. There we go, Ben. There's a shirt for you to Ben to use as a chamois to clean
I
your
read in the
car.
Trades that Jimmy was very protective of his guests, and I'm seeing it with my own eyes. Thank you, sir.
You know, here's the thing. It was actually a pretty good joke. I just didn't like it. And I liked it the way you did it. All right, Rose, did you hear how we're playing this game?
Yes.
Oscar will read you a line from a movie from the 2000s. Replace one of the words with shrimp. We do how many over here? Who cares? We're going to add up. All right. Here we go. Oscar, first one.
Am I being cued? Who's cueing me? Matt, you? What's happening?
I said
are
Oscar.
You pointing?
When
you...
I said Oscar, go ahead.
Okay.
That was the...
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Oscar, go ahead. First one.
Stay shrimpy, San Diego.
Travis.
Anchorman. Anchorman's correct answer. Correct answer for one.
Master. Can you give me any information about who San Diego is named for, Oscar?
That's a great question.
What is it?
He wants to know if you have any information on who San Diego is named after.
San Diego. I'll get back to you on that. It sounds, but we don't want to jump to conclusions.
Okay.
But I'll just say this. San means saint. So if Diego is a name, we'll see. All right. Let me do this.
All right, next one. Here we go. Oscar Nunez, Master Thespian.
I wish I knew how to shrimp you.
Travis. Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain, correct answer. Correct answer. Oscar, I'm going to do a scoring update. Matt Belknap, please from the booth, sir. I don't want to turn around my neck. I've got that situation with the nerve. Please tell me the score after two.
Travis has two. Rose has zero.
Thank you,
Come
Matt.
On, Rose.
All right, here we go. Oscar Nunez.
You sit on the throne of shrimp?
Travis. Elf?
Elf is the correct answer. Elf is the correct answer.
Thank you.
We got a tight game going here, guys.
Jimmy, I accidentally gave him 2 points for that, but I think we see where this is going.
Yep. I think. You know what? Give Rose one, then. That'll even it off.
Good call, because I don't know how to reset this.
There we go. All right, we got a hot game going. It's 4-1 after four questions. All right, here we go. Movies from the 2000s. Rose, did you not like movies?
No, I do.
What do you think's going on? You're clamming or you're locking up?
I stage fright.
Are you in your head? Are you thinking?
I think I'm in my head.
Trust yourself. Put buzz in and then try to answer.
Do you have any tips just for relaxing or?
This should calm me down.
Oh, God damn it. Sorry, Rose. I take half the blame for that. I take half the blame.
Come on, Ben. Will you do me a favor and pass that shirt back to Rose?
If we know anything about you, you are old school. You don't go into that frankincense and incense and yoga shit. I got too much. We're talking too much. Sorry, Rose. All right, let's go on.
All right, Ben, welcome back.
Thank you, sir.
Good to have you. We missed you for a little while. I really thought that was going to be fun to get her back up here and cut you loose, but what a mistake that was. I thought I didn't get along with David, and then Rose came into my life. She seems like a delight. I hope she knows I'm kidding.
She's delightful.
She's unemployed.
They're all different. They're all people. You love them differently, as if they were children. You don't love them the same, but
that's exactly right. You can't try. They're not all the same.
They're not all the same.
People change, don't they, Oscar?
Yes.
Seasons change.
Thank you, expose.
And you need not wonder why. All right.
All right, here we go. Next one. Our scores now. Ben's got one. Travis has four. So you know how to change the names. You just don't know how to reset the score.
That part's easy, but the score cannot be changed.
I see. Thank you, Matt. Here we go. Here's the next one. Tight game going here. I think it's going to get a little tighter now, to be honest with you.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Enough is enough. I have had it with these motherfucking shrimp on this motherfucking plane.
Travis. Ben.
Snakes on a plane.
Snakes on a plane. Correct answer. We got a game. We got a game.
We got a game. We got a
now
game.
We got a game. We got rid of the skirt. Now we got a game. There was an Irish guy up here earlier. Those are called kilts. Shut up. Next one, Oscar.
Okay. I drink your shrimp.
Ben. Travis.
Let him finish the goddamn quote.
I drink it up.
Ben.
Ben.
Oh,
Wow.
It's the blood one. Five, like.
Four, three, two, one.
Travis.
Travis.
There will be blood.
There will be blood. Correct answer. Correct answer.
That's what I said.
Sorry.
You were so close, Ben.
Yeah.
So close. Next one, please, Oscar Nunez. Master Thespian, Oscar Nunez.
With great power comes great shrimp.
Ben.
Ben.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, correct answer. 5-3, it's tightening up. Come on, Travis. Next one, Oscar Nunez.
Plus, it's not a shrimp purse.
Ben.
Ben.
Legally Blonde?
Chance for you, Travis.
Legally Blonde 2.
Incorrect. We're looking for the hangover. Looking for the hangover. It turns out that was the last one. I had a little typo here where I thought we had one more after that. You know what? Do the last one on the end of my my sheet there, if you would, Oscar. Do the very last one. It's the same one.
Plus, it's not a shrimp purse.
Ben.
Yeah, Ben.
Oh, shit. I forgot what it was called.
Holy.
Hangover.
Hangover. That's the correct answer. No, you're right. All right, at the end of this round, Travis has 5, Ben has 4. We take this game very seriously, Oscar.
How many does Rose have?
Rose kind of has a combo with that 4.
I don't even see her name up. Okay.
Yeah, she's no longer playing. All right, it's time for the next game. This is going very smoothly. The next game is called Let's Get This Started. What is going to happen here is, again, Master Thespian, Oscar Nunez, is going to read the first line of a song to you. If you know it, you buzz in and get it right, you're going to get 2 points. If nobody knows it at that point, I will then sing the first line to you. If you get it right after that, you'll get 1 point. All right? Matt Belknap, let's please hit the randomizer and find out what decade we're going to be playing from. 80s music.
Oh, you love that, Jimmy.
80s music. There you go, Oscar. So you will read the top, the non-bolded part. After he's done, you guys will buzz in. You get it right, you get the points. You don't get it right, you don't get the points. Here we go. First one up. Let's get this started. These are songs from the 80s. Ben, how do you feel? You feel confident?
I think so.
All right, Travis, your thought as a young man.
Not my decade.
Not your decade. Well, that's all right. Gives Ben a chance to get into the game here. Rose, be on standby. Here we go. Oscar Nunez, please give the first one.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I find out I'm wrong when I thought it was right.
Just when I thought I was going all right, I found out I'm wrong, then I thought I was right. Rose.
I can sing it.
Rose, I'm beginning to think you were fired yesterday.
I know it's Phil Collins.
What's that?
I know it's Phil Collins.
You know it's Phil Collins. You are still wrong. It is, that's Genesis. Phil Collins isn't Genesis, but this was a Genesis song. That's All. That's All by Genesis. Thought I was giving them an easy one at the first one there. Here we go. Second one now. Oscar Nunez, Master Thespian, will read you the first part of this next song. Very popular song from the 80s.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round. You're on my mind.
Boy, this is harder than it looks.
Highway run into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round on my mind. Me how high, me how long, sending all my love on the wire. Being alone, hold on to love, too strange to learn to fall in love again. I get the thrill of rediscovering you.
Faithfully.
Ben for 1 point. Faithfully. Correct answer. San Francisco Zone, the Bay Area Zone.
That's right, baby.
Journey, greatest vocalist of all time, Mr. Steve Perry. Next one, please, Oscar.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby.
Won't you come see about me? I'll be alone, dancing, you know it, baby.
Travis.
Travis.
Don't you forget about me.
That's the correct answer, Travis. The young buck, giving Ben a run for his money. Here we go, next one, please.
You put the boom boom into my heart. You send my soul sky when your loving starts. I'm trying to throw them off.
I'm ashamed, Jimmy.
Why are you ashamed, Ben?
Because I should be getting these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I'm surprised.
Zero.
Maybe this will help. You put the boom, boom into my heart.
Of course.
You set my whole sky high with my love and love. You put the ring, bam, into my bread. We're going to make, ring.
I get it.
My feet are the same. Something ain't right. Ben.
Wake me up before you go.
That's a correct answer.
That's right.
That's a correct answer. Hey, here's one nobody will get. Go ahead, Oscar.
I got a little change in my pocket. Going jing-a-ling-a-ling. Wants to call you on the telephone, baby. I'll give you a ring.
I know it. It's on.
I got a little change in my pocket. Going jing-a-ling-a-ling. Want to call you on the telephone, baby. I'll give you a ring.
Travis?
Yes, Travis.
George Thorogood?
Yes, the name of the song is George Thorogood.
Okay.
I remember when they sat down and they said, who can we write a song about? And they bounced a bunch of names around. Abe Lincoln? Nah, that's a lot of
Mark
bullshit.
Mark Knopfler? No.
Nah, what do you think about overrated guitarist George Thorogood? You mean a man that stole the black man's music? Yeah, let's do a song about him.
Ben?
He's bad to the bone. Da-na-na-na-na. What a jerk.
Is it Keep your hands to yourself.
What's your guess?
Keep your hands to yourself.
Correct answer. Here we go. What do we got? We got 7 for Ben, 6 for Travis. I don't know how the hell that happened. the next one, please. Oscar.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might
Travis.
Want to sing.
Oh, I'm
it. Note for note.
Travis.
Don't worry, be happy.
That a boy, Travis.
Sorry,
that a boy,
go.
Travis. Little dog I hurt. Dick, dick, dick. What a shit song that
song
is.
Infuriates me.
What do we?
One more point.
Well, there's one more round after this, so settle down, all of you. All right, here we go. Oscar Nunez.
Tumble out of bed and stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition.
Ben.
Ben.
9 to 5.
9 to 5 is the correct answer. That means at the end of this round, Ben is taking the lead, you guys.
Woo!
Ben has 8. Travis has 7. Who will go head-to-head against Oscar Nunez to win the signed Dinesh Funko Kumail Nanjiani doll? What's that worth? $78 minimum on eBay.
At least.
A minimum.
Is there one more?
No. Okay. That was a tiebreaker.
That's
one.
Just in case, right?
That's a just in case, exactly.
Okay. Again, behind the scenes. You guys don't see it. There's an extra.
There's behind the scenes. But now it is time to play our next round.
Okay.
Our next round, you guys, is a round called Charades by Proxy. And this one will decide it. Whoever has the most points, cumulative at the end of this round, will go on to play head-to-head against Oscar Nunez in a game called Decades. You beat him, you win the prize. If you don't, yeah. Charade by... Put it down.
Will I get to whistle again?
Nope.
Ugh.
Can't think of anything worse. Yes, I can. Talking to Rose. Now, what happened? What happened? That's the one we took seriously? Charades by Proxy works like this. Oscar, again, master of thespian, physical comedian.
What do I do?
Physical actor will perform charades for you, so you have to guess what movie he's acting out. However, a little more difficult than that, Charades by Proxy is Oscar does the charades while somebody describes to you what Oscar is doing. And that person that we have here to do that, we are lucky that we have this gentleman here. He is part of the Mad About You reboot.
Is
he's
he still
also
he?
One of the great stars of the show Red Oaks. He's also in the new movie Bombshell. Please welcome our friend Richard Kind, everybody. Richard Kind is here.
Is he still here?
Yes, here he comes.
There he is. He's bringing Rose, Jimmy.
All you gotta do is talk.
Oh my God. Get out of here, Rose.
Bye, Rose.
Bye, Rose. Richard Kind, everybody.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Rich. How are you? All right, so here's what's gonna happen. Oscar.
Oh my God.
You go back there, Oscar. Get all behind right. The contestants. You start stretching.
Okay.
I'll talk to Richard Kind here for a moment or two.
I have a choice.
What do you got?
When somebody talks really quickly or like that or something, then I breathe and try and talk slowly and try and... Or I match you word for word. I'm dying up here.
You just got up here.
I know.
You're very hyperkinetic yourself. You can't say you're not.
Yes, and I love the Liquid Death. Please. Water by Liquid Death.
Richard, I just watched Bombshell last night with my wife, Danielle.
Last night?
Just last night we watched my wife and I.
Isn't it a good movie?
Great movie.
I have nothing to do. I'm very proud. Every man in this country should see that movie. Am I right, Rose? Yes. It's such a good movie. It's a very good movie.
Great movie. And you play...
I play Giuliani.
You play Giuliani.
Yeah, no, I am Giuliani. I don't play him. The makeup, just showing up and the man's name does it all. Believe me. I just show up. Who's seen it? Who has seen it? Isn't it amazing that makeup that they did?
Yes.
4.5 hours of that.
Is that when you sit in a makeup chair for 4.5 hours,
uh-huh.
Do you talk during that? Do you zone out? How do you kill the time?
Both. Both, and then they ask you to just shut up even when you want to. But yeah, you can fall asleep, and it just takes a long time, and they're working on this, working on that, and then they have somebody come by who just says, wow, it's looking good, and then they walk away. That's what they do.
And how many days did you shoot on that?
I only had 2 shooting days, but doing the makeup, the tests, and everything like that's another 3 days.
It's 3 days of makeup.
Of testing it, of making the mold, and then doing it one day, and coming in, and then they work, and then they fix it up, and then you do it again, and they work, and then I had 2 scenes, so I worked 2 days.
I see.
Yeah.
And so 2 days of shooting 4.5 hours each day.
Yep.
And then to take it off, did you consider ever keeping it on and walking around town and acting like Giuliani?
Well, that would have been great. Yeah. But it was in Southern California.
That's not here.
So they would not have appreciated it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. You know where Southern California is.
Where is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right. Well, okay, here's San Francisco.
Okay.
And then you go far, far, far below,
okay.
Way down.
Like Long
sure.
Beach?
Near St. Monica.
Oh. Did you hear that, Oscar?
Yes.
St. Monica.
I think Ben asked how
Travis was about Diego, San Diego?
Yeah.
Yes, Santo Diego. It is, in fact, a name.
Oh, it is a name. San Diego. Okay, okay. You're right, Travis.
Oh, San Diego. Okay. Yeah, so and I know it is San Diego. Never mind. Okay. I'm trying to be as banal with the language as I can, and I couldn't, but I could have gone San Diego.
Oh, God. These are both options.
Cadorna leather. What was that? What did Ricardo Montalban used to call
come
it?
Over here.
The leather in the...
Corinthian.
Corinthian. Corinthian leather.
You ever worked with him, Ricardo Montalban?
No. Did you?
No.
Or did you, how about Bette Midler?
Oh, yeah. Bette and I did the bathhouses back in the 70s. And what a delightful... She's divine.
She is a divine,
the divine Miss M.
She is a divine Miss M.
Did you? You never did stand up, right? You were just always
not once. Not never once. Everybody thinks I did. I did Second City and like doing, you know, bringing. I was a reactor. I'm not. I don't say funny things. I react. That's what I do.
Confirmed.
Yes.
What? You're a nice man. Who was in your Second City? Who was it? You, Bobby Klein?
Who?
Robert Klein? He's like 20 years older than you.
So
I know that.
Fuck yourself. Okay.
Who was in you? Who was in your group?
Mike Myers, Bonnie Hunt, Dan Castellaneta.
Oh sure.
Oh my God. Who knows who Dan Castellaneta is?
They all do.
The best, the funniest. And we used to do this thing. He's got a very small mouth. We used to do this, and I have a big mouth. And we used to do big mouth smut. And we used to be a car salesman. I'd go, come on down. And he'd go, to our car salesman. We buy a limo. And it was very funny.
And that was on the Second City stage.
That was on the Second
City. Chicago.
Yes. Yep. Yes, it was. It was great.
But where'd you grow up?
Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. You moved to Chicago to do the
improvisation? We'll get something funny soon.
I'm asking.
Okay. Yeah. No. Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And where I grew up is right in between Philadelphia and New York. So you had your choice to see the Rolling Stones either at the Spectrum or you went to the Garden. Okay. And I went to the Garden and all my friends went to the Spectrum. So I'm right in the middle because Broadway and stuff like that. So I would go to New York. My dad had a store in Princeton, New Jersey.
What kind of store?
Jewelry store. Princeton was the most literate town in the world at the time. It was more professors and stuff like that, and more literate people. Which I don't know whether you knew that, but it's sort of an interesting thing.
What if the Who came to town? Which city would you go see them in concert?
I went the Who. Okay, I probably got it. Okay.
All right, Richard, you're terrific, right? The Mad About You is back, right? Okay. Red Oaks, you're so wonderful in Red Oaks. Mm-hmm. You made me cry. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Red
but
Oaks.
But watch John Mulaney's special.
You're
Sack
wonderful
Lunch
in that.
Have you seen that? Isn't that great?
Yes.
Ah, so good. The greatest. He's the greatest. Who's anybody see Documentary Now?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
The company. What's the name of the company one that you did?
Co-op. I'm the luckiest guy in the world.
Yes, you are.
That he writes that stuff. Yes, I am.
No, you are. Yeah. You're in everything that I wish I was. Like, I mean that sincerely. I wasn't
being
an
asshole. That's very nice.
And you're terrific at that. My son. That's my son's favorite episode of Documentary Now is that. My son thought you were great on the Mulaney special. You know, my son's favorite comedian, and remember, I'm a stand-up comedian, is John Mulaney. That's my son's favorite comedian.
As long as he's not your son's favorite dad.
What the fuck do you know that I don't know? I wouldn't be surprised. My God. I'm sure my wife would rather be John Mulaney, too. This whole thing took a shit. Are you ready to do this?
I am.
All right, here we go. Charades by proxy with Richard.
Do I need this microphone? I guess I do.
Yeah, you need the microphone.
I'm the loudest man in the world.
Yes.
But okay, still.
So you're going to be describing, you're not guessing, you're describing what Oscar Nunez is doing to these two, and you guys are playing charades based on what he's describing to you.
Okay.
These are going to be movies from a certain decade. Matt Belknap, let's hit the randomizer and find out what decade that is, sir. Movies from the 70s. Movies from the 70s. These are classic movies from the 70s.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I mean, oh, I guess I... Jesus, I don't want to knock down the Najani. But he's just going to be describing. I don't know what the movies are. They're just going to guess what I'm doing, and then, and then by doing it, they're going to guess
what the movie is.
What the movie is.
That
okay.
Is correct.
All right. Okay.
All right, here I hear the you first now. One. I think there's seven of them here. One, two. Yeah, there's seven.
Where? You were from New Jersey?
Yeah. Are you? Where?
Weehawken.
Holy crow. Yes. Oh, my God. I know this. It sounds crazy, but you know how some people go, holy shit? I go, holy Weehawken. I swear to God I do. Yeah. I got a million of them, Jimmy. Okay, let's go.
Rose, come on up here. Richard. All right, here we go. Ready? Here's your first one. These are movies. I give these to you, not to Richard. God damn it. I'm all rattled. All right, here we go. Here's your first one. You will be describing. So, Richard, you are describing the charades that Oscar Union is doing. When you guys think you know it, buzz in, and you can guess a million times. This okay. isn't anything you could guess immediately. Here we go. Oscar, start doing. And don't turn around. Don't be dicks.
They're movies. We know that.
So these are movies from the 70s. So, yeah, you don't have to do the movie.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah.
Here we go.
I got it.
Richard Kind now.
When do I start?
Now.
Movie. I'm combing my hair. I'm combing.
Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever. I'm looking like Yul Brynner. He's looking at somebody and he's going, hey, what are you?
Taxi driver's correct answer. Taxi driver, correct answer.
Hold on. Wait.
What's wrong?
He was going like that. Could I say, hey, you talking to me?
Sure.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's the next one. All right, there we go. Ben, heading the game here. Richard, there's no wrong here, is my point.
I know.
Just guessing is the only wrong.
But this,
I know you're rooting for
this
Ben.
This is at stake.
Yeah, it's a non-Johnny.
Okay.
We got a non-Johnny. We're tied up 8-8, right? The old 88s, piano keyboard, side by side. Tell him how many words there are. You're doing charades.
Okay, I'm doing charades. Okay.
Don't overthink it, Oscar. And for the love of God, don't whistle.
Movie from the 70s. Okay. Six words.
Six words.
First word. The first word is one. I'm a bird. I'm flying.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
Well, there you go.
That's correct answer. One flew over the cuckoo's nest.
There you go.
One flew over the cuckoo's nest. All right, there we go. There we go.
I got to admit, I knew what the flying. I wanted to say flying, but I'm trying to make it fun and interesting and elongate it. But I'm not going to anymore because I'm competitive.
All right, here we go. Oscar, next one.
Movie from the 70s. Three words. I'm yelling. Hey, something is wrong. Something's wrong. I'm yelling. God damn it, I know what it is. There's one word. First word. Oh, I'm shaking my butt. I'm a dog. Okay, second word is...
Dog Day Afternoon.
Thank
Travis,
you very
correct
much.
Correct answer, Travis.
I tried to do the whole
correct
thing.
Correct answer. Very good.
I knew what it was, but because of the words, yeah. I don't want to do the word.
I got it.
Okay?
Okay, you all right with this? What?
What is this?
Fly me to the...
Yeah, that's a movie from the 70s. Wait, you really don't know that one, Oscar?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I see it now. I need glasses.
Okay. I'm curious as to what you thought it was.
I'll tell you.
It'll be interesting. All right, here we go. Richard Kind now describing Oscar Nunez, charades, tight game, 9-9. Wow. Song by Toto.
Ready?
Yep.
Yes.
Movie from the 70s. Okay. Jesus, okay. I know it. Okay. Serpent is coming up and out of me. Serpent is coming
Alien.
Up.
What?
Alien,
correct answer.
I don't.
Again, describe what he's doing. His hand is coming out.
Yeah. But a serpent is coming out of me.
Is the line from the movie?
No, he was doing it. A serpent is coming out of me. Okay.
I don't think he understands again. You thought it was Alan?
Yeah,
the great movie Alan. All right, wait. Oscar, get back here.
Have you done?
Here we go. One to nothing now.
Jimmy, the scores have never gone this high before. Turns out double digits don't work on this scoreboard. I've reset the score. Ben has one, Travis has zero.
All right.
Okay. Yes. Two words. First word. Small, little, duh. It's duh. Okay. Second word.
The entertainer?
A mosquito, a bug. Just.
The fly.
What?
The fly?
No.
A mosquito just, and I just killed it on my neck. Ow, I just slapped a bug on my neck. And I'm playing the guitar. Hey, I'm playing the bass. Whoa, I'm Ravi Shankar. ow, the bug is on my neck, and I just slapped it. With my right hand, I slapped the bug on the left side of my neck.
That's two words?
Yeah, two words.
First word is the.
That is correct. And come on, ow, oh, I just slapped my wrist. Ow, something just, oh,
the
something
bug bite.
Just.
The what?
The bug bite.
Oh,
yeah, the bug bite.
I know what it is.
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
Ow, 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 something just stung my hand.
The
ow,
knee?
Something just stung my neck. Ow, ow, something just stung my fucking neck. Ow, I slapped the bug that stung my neck. Ow.
The thing.
Ow, it hurts.
Thing.
What?
The thing?
No! Ow! Ow! It, ow! Ow! Look what it did! It stung my neck and my wrist, so I slapped it because the thing, the no, not a chicken, the because I know it, a flying, something
the mosquito.
Flying. What?
The mosquito. The wasp.
The bee. The
all right, we're stopping it.
Oh, okay. I'm smelling a flower. I'm smelling a flower. Oh, there comes a bee. There comes a bee to the flower, and the flea went right to my neck, and what did it do? It stung
the sting.
Me.
The sting.
The sting. Correct answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct answer. All right, here we go. Wait a minute. No, that was Travis. Matt, that was Travis.
That was Travis.
It's 1-1.
I'm resetting the scores again, Jimmy.
Thank you, Matt.
Very hard to tell who's talking up there.
All right, here we go.
One of the best movies ever. One of the best movies ever.
Absolutely.
All right, this is the last one. This
but
was the
Sting
side.
Sting 2, honestly, better.
Did you see me playing bass? I did Sting.
You were doing Sting.
You Oscar, don't be afraid to act out scenes from the movie if you need to.
I guess you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, this, yeah.
All right, here we go. This is the final one.
Cards.
We're
ahead.
All tied up. It's never been tighter.
It never has.
It's 1-1.
Wow.
Whoever gets this one correct will go on to play head-to-head against Oscar.
I love that actor, Ben Travis. Okay,
ready?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Here we go. Final one.
Movie from the 70s, one word. I'm boxing, I'm boxing, I'm punching, I'm punching.
Rocky.
Rocky's correct answer, Travis. That means, Ben, we have to say goodbye to you, but you're not leaving here empty-handed. Matt Belknap, please tell Ben what he's won.
Hey, it's a Never Not Funny hat.
Woo!
Go get it, Jimmy. Show him the hat. This is a great prize, probably better than the other prizes that people are going to win later.
And I just want to say it's always been a fantasy of mine to get yelled at by Bing Bong, so thank you.
You're welcome, Ben, everybody.
Hi,
do me a favor, folks. A big hand for Mr. Richard Kind. Richard Kind, guys. It doesn't get cooler than that. It does not get better than that. That's what Sketchfest is all about. You don't know who's going to show up. You didn't know Richard Kind was going to be here. You don't know that we communicate via email. Nicest man in the world. And funny. You think Henry Winkler's a nice guy? Fuck you. Here's Richard Kind.
He makes Henry Winkler look like Genghis Khan.
Was he a bad
Richard
guy?
Richard Kind. Genghis Khan?
Yeah, I don't know enough about him.
The jury's still out.
Okay.
I pre-spoke.
All right, here we go, Travis. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to play a game called Decades.
Hold on, Jimmy.
Yes?
This just in.
What?
For reaching the final round,
yes.
Travis has won an exciting prize. What is it?
He has won.
It's a WWE Championship Belt Fanny Pack.
Nice.
This is the kind of thing you can only get from a loot crate you didn't order.
Put it on, Travis. Be proud. You're a champion.
Woo-hoo!
Attaboy. All right, here's what's going to happen. Travis, stay standing. I'm going to be reading you and Oscar the exact same five questions. You get more than Oscar, you're going to win that signed Nanjiani. Right? You get it wrong, you walk away with that fanny pack proudly.
I'm already a winner.
Attaboy, you're goddamn right you are. So, Travis, do me a favor. Go off the stage here with Doug and do your best to not hear the answers and play fairly.
What do I do?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you questions.
Oh, okay.
Here we go, and I will tell you if you got them right or wrong at
okay.
the end of the ceremony. Here we go.
I just sit right here?
These are one question from each of the decades, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, 2010.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. We'll start. So now there's Oscar. Travis is up there as well. If Travis gets more than you, he gets the prize.
I get it.
Take it seriously.
I am. Could I call someone if I...
We don't have time
okay,
for phone
go.
Calls.
Go.
All right, here we go. Matt Belknap. Are we ready in the booth?
Here we go, Jimmy.
I'm ready. Here we go. In 1979, this U.S. space station fell to the Earth, eventually breaking apart and landing in Western Australia.
Skylab?
At Live Aid in 1985, this pop star performed at the London concert, then hopped on a transatlantic flight and performed again at the Philadelphia concert.
Sir Bob Geldof?
In 1998, which CBS daytime game show aired its 5,000th episode?
Say that again, please.
In 1998, which CBS game show aired its 5,000th episode? Nice reading, Jim.
Wheel of Fortune?
In the year 2000, this now-defunct company turned down the chance to buy Netflix for $50 million.
Oh, damn, I don't know. Say that again?
In the year 2000, this now-defunct company turned down the chance to buy Netflix for $50 million.
God damn it, I don't know.
Say any company. Any company.
Chrysler.
At the Republican convention in August of 2012, this man famously gave a speech to an empty chair.
Clint Eastwood.
Okay, there we go. We got her. We got him. We got him. He's locked in. Oscar Nunez is locked in. We don't know how many he got right. We got a pretty good idea. Doug, please bring Travis back out.
I think I did okay. I don't think I did really good. I think I did okay.
Travis,
okay to bad.
I think Doug just performed a song for Travis backstage with the acoustic. Welcome back, Travis.
He was teaching me Wonderwall.
Let's go, Trav.
Okay.
You got this. Totally winnable.
All right, you ready? We don't know how many you got. Let's see how you do. I'll give you the. Let you know if you got it right as we go along.
Okay.
You're a young man, so you may have trouble, but it seems like you might know a little bit around the world.
Thank you.
Let's find out together, Travis. Give me your girlfriend's name again.
Cassie.
Cassie and Travis. Beautiful couple.
I agree.
You're already a winner.
Amen.
Already had a chance to hang out with Richard Kind and Oscar Nunez, the star of Mr. Iglesias.
That's the dream.
Your hero's here as well. There's a lot going on there. Here we go. Matt Belknap, please start the music, sir. In 1979, the U.S. space station fell to Earth, eventually breaking apart and landing in Western Australia.
Is this true or false?
True.
In 1979, this U.S. space station fell to Earth, eventually breaking apart and landing in Western Australia.
The International Space Station.
Look for Skylab. At Live Aid in 1985, this pop star performed at the London concert, then hopped on a transatlantic flight and performed again at the Philadelphia concert.
Phil Collins.
Phil Collins, correct answer. In 1998, which CBS daytime game show aired its 5,000th episode?
The Price is Right.
That is correct answer. In the year 2000, this now defunct company turned down the chance to buy Netflix for $50 million.
Blockbuster.
Blockbuster, correct answer. At the Republican convention in August of 2012, this man famously gave a speech to an empty chair.
Clint Eastwood,
correct answer. You got four right. How many did Oscar get right? Oscar got two. Travis, that means you have beaten Oscar Nunez. And you get a sign, Kumail Nanjiani Funko. Thank you, sir. Safely back to your seat. Travis, everybody. We gotta go. Do me a favor, a nice hand for everybody else. Rose and Harry, being good sports. Ben, of course, was terrific. Another hand for Matt Belknap up in the booth. A big hand for the entire staff here at the Galaxy and at the Sketchfest. A huge hand for my friend Richard Kind for helping us out, everybody. And double that for my buddy Oscar Nunez. Thank you. I'm Jimmy Pardo. Come on back the next time you're ready to start playing games. Bye, everybody.